Hi, welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to control a jungle fill for modern punch and vintage soul in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. This is a beginner level, mastering style approach. We'll put the fill on its own bus and use only Live 12 stock devices so the fill hits with modern punch while keeping a warm, vintage character. The focus is on a repeatable device order, conservative settings, and simple automation so the fill sits perfectly in a finished mix. What we'll build: a simple processing chain for a fill track or bus that tames problematic lows and harsh frequencies, adds focused punch and transient control, injects subtle harmonic warmth, and preserves clarity so the fill sits well with the rest of your drums. Devices we'll use: Utility, EQ8, Multiband Dynamics, Drum Bus, Saturator, Glue Compressor, Limiter, and Spectrum for monitoring. Optional flavor: a reverb send and erosion for extra vintage soul. Preparation first. Duplicate the fill clip and put it on a dedicated audio track called Fill Bus. Route it either into your drum bus or into its own group or return, so you can process it independently without changing the whole drum mix. Now insert the processing chain on the fill bus. Order matters, so follow this sequence. A. Utility. Start here for gain staging. Set the gain to around -3 to -6 dB to give headroom. Keep stereo width at 100% unless the fill clashes, and flip to mono if mono checks fail. B. EQ8. Clean up and tone shape. Put a gentle high pass at 35 to 60 Hz with a 24 dB/oct slope to remove sub-rumble, but keep body. If there's boxiness, notch between 200 and 400 Hz by about -3 to -6 dB. Keep 800 Hz to 2.5 kHz present for snare snap, and add a gentle high shelf boost around 6 to 10 kHz of +1 to +2 dB if extra presence is needed. C. Multiband Dynamics. Tighten the low end and blue the mids. Use 3 bands: low below roughly 120 Hz, mid 120 to 2.5 kHz, high above 2.5 kHz. Low band: mild gain reduction so it compresses 1 to 3 dB on peaks, medium fast release to control booms. Mid band: very gentle compression, 0.5 to 2 dB of reduction to hold hits together. High band: leave light compression or none so transient to tail stays. D. Drum bus. Add punch and character. Use drum bus to shape transients and add tasteful drive. Adjust transient slightly. For modern punch, try +2 to +5 to increase snap, or negative if you need to soften attack. Drive around 1 to 4 for harmonics, and choose softer distortion modes like tape or soft clipping. Keep boom low, around 0 to 2, so you don't overblow the low end. E. Saturator. Add a vintage harmonic warmth. Place saturator after drum bus and choose an analog clip or soft curve. Apply about 1 to 3 dB of drive and set dry slash wet between 10 and 25% for subtle tape-like warmth. Use color or gentle curves if you want more of a vintage tape vibe. F. Glue compressor. Bus cohesion. Use an SSL-style glue to make everything sit together. Set attack between 10 and 30 ms so transients remain. Release on auto or around 0.2 to 0.6 seconds. Ratio 2:1:4:1, and aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. G. Erosion optional. Analogish grit for soul. If you want grit, use erosion with noise type at low amount and blend at 5 to 15%. Very subtle is key. H. Limiter. Final sealing. Put a limiter last, sealing at -0.3 dB. Use it only to catch rare peaks. Keep gain reduction around 0 to 1 dB and don't use it to drive loudness. Monitoring and metering. Put spectrum and your meters on the master to compare. Make sure the filled peaks stay under the master headroom. If you'll master the full track later, keep overall mix conservative. For reference, aim the full mix around -14 lufs integrated if that's your workflow, but mainly ensure the fill doesn't clip and sits musically. Automation and contextual control. Automate transient and drive to make the fill pop only when you want it. For example, automate drum bus transient from +3 to +6 during the fill, then back down afterward. Short HBF sweeps can open the fill. Remove HBF during the fill for fuller lows, then restore it. If the fill clashes with a heavy kick or bass stab, add a compressor on the fill bus with sidechain enabled and the kick as the trigger. Ratio around 2:1:4:1. Fast attack and medium release to duck the fill briefly. A /B checking. Toggle the track activator to compare dry versus processed. Match loudness with the utility gain while /bing so perceived loudness doesn't bias your judgment. Common mistakes to avoid: Oversaturating, too much drive turns the fill noisy and dulls punch. Crushing transients with too fast attack on glue or compressor will kill punch, so open attack if you lose attack. Avoid over-eking low mids. Prefer narrow modest cuts. Don't blindly apply the same chain to every fill. Listen and adjust. And don't use the limiter to fix dynamics. Sort gain staging and compression first. A few pro tips. Use parallel punch. Duplicate the fill. Heavily compress the duplicate and blend it under the original to add body without losing attack. For vintage reverb, send a tiny amount, 2 to 6%, to a short, colored reverb with 10 to 30 ms pre-delay so you get atmosphere without washing the transient. For frequency-specific saturation, send an ect copy of the fill into the saturator chain, so you add soul to upper mids without muddying lows. Always check in mono. Make sure crucial hits survive club systems. Save your full chain as an audio effect rack for quick recall. Mini practice exercise. Follow these steps. 1. Load a jungle drum loop and a separate 1-2 bar fill into Live 12. 2. Create a dedicated fill bus and route the fill to it. Duplicate for a parallel channel if you like. 3. Add this chain. Utility right arrow EQ 8 right arrow multiband dynamics right arrow drum bus right arrow saturator right arrow glue compressor right arrow limiter. 4. Start with these suggested settings. Utility gain, minus 4 dB EQ, HBF 40 HZ, notch 300 HZ minus 3 dB, high shelf plus 1.5 dB at 8K HZ multiband, low band compressed to 3 dB on peaks drum bus, transient plus 3, drive to saturator, drive 2 dB, dry slash wet 20% glue, attack 20 ms, ratio 3:1, aim for 1-2 dB GR limiter ceiling, minus 0.3 dB 5 automate drum bus transient from plus 3 to plus 6 only during the fill. Toggle the chain on and off and listen until it's punchy, but warm and sits in the mix. 6. Save the chain as an audio effect rack preset name Jungle Fill, Punch plus Soul. Recap. We built a mastering style processing chain on a dedicated fill bus to control a jungle fill for modern punch and vintage soul in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Using utility, EQ8, multiband dynamics, drum bus, saturator, glue, and limiter, you can tighten lows, shape transients, and add tasteful warmth. Use automation, parallel processing, and a slash B checks to emphasize the fill only where it serves the track. Save the rack so you can recall a proven setup quickly. Final coaching notes. Treat the fill as a moment. Louder or denser feeling than surrounding bars, but in the same sonic world. Less is more. Small moves often make the biggest musical difference. Map a few macros for performance control if you like. Intensity, transient, warmth, and low trim make great one fader adjustments. When you're happy, resample the processed fill to free CPU and lock in the character, but keep a copy of the raw fill in case you want to revisit. Thanks for following along. Now go open Live 12, build the chain, and practice until that fill snaps with modern punch and breathes vintage soul.